Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here, Getaway Friday. Friday, June the 12th, 2026. 14 coming up on 15 minutes past the hour, joined in studio by Matt Morgan here this morning. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If there's anything you'd like to say right now, we've been talking about the Cardington Lincoln High School valedictorian speech that was edited. Brandon Hughes' speech, valedictorian class of 2026. Last Sunday, and when he got to the podium and said, "I apologize if my speech seemed watered down. There's a lot more I would have liked to say at Cardington. Freedom of speech does not apply to valedictorian speeches." And then the principal came up and pushed him away from the podium. At this point, we've heard more or less what was in the speech. I don't know. I tend more toward the kid on this, the valedictorian. I don't think he did anything all that awful, and I just think the school's reaction was probably overboard.
I agree.
Never overreact. That's the problem.
Overreacting is no good. It's like when you're like underwater, you know, and they're like, "Well, don't freak out, because if you freak out, you're gonna drown."
Yeah, but the problem is that if you overreact, the overreaction is the story. It's not the initial problem.
Well, I think they're both part of the same story.
No, because I don't think anybody looks at what this kid did as the problem. I think the video that we all saw was the overreaction by the principal. Matter of fact, in the story that has been run with by almost all the media outlets, they don't even mention what was in his speech.
I think that they should.
No, because that's not the story. The story is the overreaction by the principal, and that's the video they show. That's what I'm saying. Had there not been an overreaction, this wouldn't have been a story.
I don't know. To me, it seems relevant, because, I mean, I don't know. I wanted to know why the principal overreacted. That's why I went and found what he wrote, and I was like, you know.
No, but the point is, if there's no overreaction, is there a story?
Probably not.
That's the point. The story is the overreaction. That's why what he said is not relevant. Because the story is about how Cardington handled his line. And if there was no overreaction, there's no story. The story is not the stuff that was taken out of his speech.
No, I don't know where he was going to end his speech at, but that seems like a pretty good ending point to me, is that there, you know, no freedom of speech with valedictorian speeches. So I don't know why you felt the need to push him off. I mean, I think he was probably done, and if he wasn't done, he had, like, you know, like 10 seconds left.
Once he said that, I don't know why. It's already out.
Yep, can't put the toothpaste back in the tube.
No, I don't know. I don't understand that. 740-383-9944. Do you have any thoughts on this? But I also think people were wrong going after the superintendent, because the superintendent, Spinner, was renewed the next day for 5 years, and they acted like it was all his fault that this happened. Well, he wasn't the one who pushed the kid out of the way.
Did the principal get in trouble?
Not that I'm aware of.
Well, maybe he should get in trouble.
Well,
I don't know that he should be fired, but I mean, he should be reprimanded.
Let's see here. What did Spinner say? He said, "Cardington Lincoln School District's graduated 75 students and remains committed to providing a positive graduation experience for all. Our commitment to Cardington remains steadfast to create a graduation experience that centers on the entire class, making it both enjoyable and unforgettable for everyone involved. The district followed established procedures for graduation speeches. As a standard and customary at graduations, when a speech is over, it is the principal's role to move ahead with the rest of the ceremony." Well, the first three lines I was okay with.
Yeah.
But then that last line.
The speech wasn't over. You had to push him out of the way.
Well, the written speech was over.
Yeah, but he wasn't done speaking, so you had to go push him out of the way.
I just think there's a disconnect here.
It would have been
pushing him out of the way is the problem.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. But I don't think that... I don't know. It's a mess. But I do tend more with the kid because I think the principal acted wrong. I think the principal... Why?
I don't even know why they made him change his speech.
Well, that's for them to hash out. I don't understand it either. But if the principal had not overreacted, this would not have been an issue.
Maybe not.
And is this enjoyable for the other graduates? Probably not. I doubt this is enjoyable for this kid.
Well, I don't think it is. Didn't he say that he's like...
I don't think he said anything, but I think that's probably happened.
I see.
I think he's probably under a lot of pressure. I'm sure there are people who are siding with the school. That's not a big place, Cardington.
Yeah. I used to go to Cardington.
So there you go.
Look at that.
There you are. I student taught in Cardington. At Cardington Lincoln.
That's the one I went to, Cardington Lincoln, yep.
Yep. It was okay. Yeah. Although, that is where the kid who I went to college with, who always wanted to be a teacher, that was the student teaching experience for him that drove him out of the profession.
Why?
Well, if I remember the particulars on this, he was with a teacher who he felt was treating the students very badly. And I think he also spent some time in the teacher's lounge and heard what they were saying about certain students. And it really bothered him that they would do that. So,
I mean, it doesn't surprise me. I mean, yeah.
And he left. He never ended up being a teacher. I think he got into contracting.
He'd probably make more money contracting.
Well, yeah, but I mean, he had done all this college. He was toward the end. I mean, student teaching happens at the end.
Yeah, but I don't know. I think teachers get a bad deal.
Well, I don't think teachers are doing it for the money.
Well, I don't think they're doing it for the money. If they were doing it for the money, I don't think they'd be teachers.
Yeah. That's right. 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz if there's anything on your mind.
But I think that
in regard to this speech,
we should probably pay teachers more.
Well, probably. But what do you make of this bit with... Because I don't think we talked about this last week. The bit with the rooster down in Columbus. The old political blogger who I guess is now raising money for his defense fund. GoFundMe. Because of being arrested. Because the state senator did not like the message he got from...
Oh, is that the...
The provocative picture.
The Shrek picture?
Yeah, the Shrek picture. What do you make of that whole thing? Because I don't think we got to talk about that at all last
year. I don't think he should have been arrested. I think that it's probably just better off if... I mean, you could have just blocked him. I mean, there's always that option. I mean, I think not responding is always a fair option. I mean, there are so many things you could have done other than... Like, I mean, I don't know. I haven't seen the messages, I guess. I don't know what was said. But, you know, based on specifically just the picture, I don't see why. I mean, there's no need. Just block them.
Yeah, but, okay. Why do it, though? See, I think sometimes in justifying these things, we don't say, well,
who's justifying? No!
What to say that nothing should be done? What are you supposed to do?
I don't think he should have been arrested, but I don't think it was, I mean, I think you make yourself look kind of stupid by sending the picture to begin with. I mean,
right, but who knows about it? See, here's the problem. See, here's what I find ironic about this story. And yes, Democrats and Republicans in Columbus have both criticized this. Said that he should not have been arrested. And I'm not saying that he should have been arrested, but I feel it very ironic and a little bit contradictory that here is a guy who makes his money on his blog by jumping people.
Is this the guy who did the thing with Gordon Gee?
Yeah, in the bathroom.
Oh, same guy.
Same guy.
I see.
So here's this guy who does this and basically creates an atmosphere for views and clicks and likes that I'm sure are monetized by jumping people unexpectedly and asking them things about most likely they cannot talk about. Now, he's involved in a lawsuit, and he's saying, well, I can't talk about this whole thing. Now, how would he like if somebody went and followed him out of the bathroom with a camera, saying, talk about this, talk? That's a little bit ironic, because if you're saying they can talk about anything and so on and so forth, so can you. Just because your lawyer's telling you not to doesn't mean you can't.
Well, you can do anything.
Right, but his whole MO is to do that and make them look foolish.
Well, why didn't somebody go jump in front of his face with a camera then?
Because I don't think most people operate that way. That's decorum.
Is that gentleman's agreement?
Well, no, I just think... Yeah, listen, I miss the days when that's how media ran. When people actually operated within some kind of parameters of right and wrong.
Well, I've got nothing against gentlemen's agreement. I mean, the only reason there's not more accidents is because there's a gentleman's agreement that the yellow line exists and that you shouldn't cross the yellow line. I mean, like...
Well,
like,
but there is some illegality there.
Yeah?
I don't think there's any illegality with putting a camera in somebody's face, but you're just doing that for heat. You're not doing that for information. Now, some people will say, oh, he's gotten good information. Okay, when? I mean, I don't... What has he been able to ascertain except that somebody doesn't want to talk about something?
There's only two stories I know about him, and it's this one and the Gordon Gee one. So, I don't know that he's done anything, really.
If anybody wants to talk about anything, give us a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944.
He had a newspaper or something, like a blog?
Yeah, I think it's they call him a political blogger. So I think, and he's got ties to Marion. I believe he was born here. But I don't understand, why do we like that? I think that says something about the public. I don't think the public would have watched that 30 years ago.
Well, I think it's just, like, I can't think of the word. Oh, I'm terrible with the words today.
People want to see people get it. We love to see people get it.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just, inflammatory, I guess. It's just, people like to see, that kind of thing.
Yeah, but... Is it serving any great purpose?
Doesn't do anything, no.
No. So, and again, that's my point. I don't
contentious,
understand.
Contentious, that's the word. People like contentious things.
Yeah, but why? Why do we like train wrecks?
I don't know.
Why do we like people falling down?
I don't know. Jerry Springer was on for, however long, and he did the same shtick every day, and just different people.
Yeah, but eventually that does wear out. That's what I'm saying. I think eventually you can hotshot yourself into a lot of likes and views and so on and so forth. But I think eventually it does bottom out.
I don't know why you'd... I mean, I wouldn't... I don't know. To be fair, I don't interact with really anything when it's social media. But I don't know... I don't know why you'd like it. I mean, I don't know. Comments, I guess, probably drive it in the thing, too.
Well, I don't know. I look at the things here in Marion in the past week. You know what we saw? We've seen people go, or the last few weeks, months, I guess. We've seen people go after the foodie. You know, I have learned now what his connection is to Marion. So I understand it a little more now about why he's here and so on and so forth. But it seems like there's no middle ground on that guy. Either people like him or
Which
they hate
guy?
Him. The foodie.
The foodie.
On social media. Goes to the restaurants, apparently, and gives reviews. There seems to be no middle ground there. Either people think he's an awful person, or people think he's a great person.
I guess all he does is go around and get food, apparently.
Well, but a lot of people say he's acted very inappropriately in places, and that he's allegedly made passes at women, and... doesn't tip when he goes places, and basically it's all on the idea of you give me a free meal and I'll make a video for you. that publicizes your establishment.
Okay. I mean, you know, I don't think that's...
No, but that's not exactly food criticism. I mean, you're not going to give a negative review. You've made a video for him.
Does he ever say anything's bad?
I don't watch it. I don't know. All I'm saying is people have very strong feelings about him one way or the other. And then the video that we talked about last week about somebody local here who's not a politician or any kind of celebrity, just a person people might know in the community. Well, somebody went to town on him.
Yes.
And said a lot of very negative things. Now, I don't know. What purpose does it serve? And do we know that all of this stuff is accurate?
Well, I want to know... Well, no, I don't know what in the whole thing is accurate. But I want to know what kind of beef they've got. Or at least he's got with the other person.
I don't know. Apparently some.
Yeah, apparently.
But, you
apparently
know,
a lot of people got beef with him.
Well, and we learned earlier this week, what was it, the planning? I can't think of the name of the board, but they were talking about
just like city planning.
Is it city? I think it was city planning. Well, Josh Daniels, I guess, is the chair of that particular board, and apparently there was a big dust-up in that meeting the other night where I guess Josh, I wasn't there and I haven't seen it, so I don't know exactly what went down, but apparently he was being very heavy-handed, I guess to say the least.
I don't think going after the constituents does you any good. I mean, I guess he's not an elected person, so I guess it doesn't matter to him. He could always get fired, I suppose.
He's appointed. I guess.
I mean, I don't think you should go beating people over the head. Generally speaking, I think if somebody's talking... I mean, what was he doing? Or, like, what was whoever... Like, what was the conversation, I guess?
I wasn't there. I don't know for sure. I just think there were some people objecting to the Dollar General on the Logan Tire spot, and it turned into a contentious moment. If anybody remembers this exactly or was there, you can let us know here. 740-383-9944. I don't remember it exactly.
Well, I mean... I think you should... I mean, if they have questions or something, I think it's your job as an official, I guess not elected official, but as an official, to, you know, answer the questions. But, I mean, if somebody's just up there, I guess, you know, expressing their dislike about something, I don't know why you even have to respond at all. It's more of a statement than a question. You can just be like, thank you, and then move on.
Well, I do think it's, over the years, I think it's interesting to the degree that public officials or appointed officials will engage with the public. I don't understand engaging with the public. What's the point? Just let them say what they want to say, and then go ahead with what you're doing.
But I guess they just, I mean, they probably just feel like they're, like, under attack. But, you know, I don't think it's politics. It's not the first time that politicians have taken heat, you know?
Well, how about Dr. Amy Acton here? As a doctor, I never asked my patients whether they were Democrats or Republicans. My job was to listen, understand their concerns, and help solve their problems, and that's what our next governor should do. When Vivek Ramaswamy promises not to have any Democrats in his cabinet, it's exactly the wrong way to approach solving problems. For my entire career, I have been focused on solutions, not partisanship, because no single party has all the answers. As governor, I pledge to have Republicans and Democrats in my cabinet, because Ohio is a state that deserves to have good leaders on both sides of the aisle who truly want to solve the issues of everyday life. Dr. Amy Acton, going to have Republicans and Democrats in her cabinet if she's elected governor.
That's good.
That's all you got.
I mean, I mean, she hasn't really said a whole lot. I mean, that's good. I think that people should probably build more bipartisan administrations. But, I mean, is she going to, like, Like, who? I mean, is she appointing, like, you know, Husted somewhere? I mean, I generally don't like Husted. I'd be opposed to appointing Husted to places. Like, I mean, you know, where is she going to appoint them?
I think this probably makes her look good.
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, it's good. I mean, like, so long as she follows through, at least. I mean, I think it's good to have a bipartisan administration. Or cabinet, I guess, however you want
to. But I don't know. Has Vivek Ramaswamy promised not to have any Democrats in his cabinet?
I can look it up real fast. I honestly couldn't tell you.
Would be a good thing to say.
No, I don't think that'd be a good thing to say. I think I would just not say anything.
I mean, even if you didn't want any in your cabinet, why would you say that? That doesn't seem very bright. I don't know if he said it, though. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What do you think about this? Amy Acton says, I'll have people from both sides, both parties, in my cabinet. Is this what she has to do to get the gubernatorialship here in Ohio? It very well might be. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I wouldn't put Republicans on my ticket or Democrats on my ticket. I would put people that can solve the problems and do the job the best qualified people. Not R&D, the best qualified people for the position.
Well,
if they happen to be, you know, different party, that's the way it should be. That's the way it should be in all administrations like Matt just got, you know, son saying.
Yeah, but most people...
We always have to have the R&D in everywhere.
Right, but most people do tend to be Republican or Democrat.
Well, they're either one or independent. But what I'm saying, just because you're a Democratic mayor or governor doesn't really mean that you should put all Democrats to your cabinet.
No, but I think what she's saying is I want to be clear that I will have a Republican in here, at least one, I guess, because yeah, if you think...
I think that sounds, you know, wonderful. She can get the candidates that she believes can, you know, make this turn for her and for us the best that can be. But you can't say, well, I'm a Republican, and she said that, but I guarantee you I will not put no Democrats on my cabinet.
Well, I don't know if he said that, though. Matt, do
well,
we have
I don't
any?
Know if he said that, but that's just.
I mean, maybe. I don't know. I mean, I see that. I mean, the only person I've seen who's said that, as of currently, is Amy Acton.
Oh yeah, that's the first you've heard that. You know, for a long time, I you know remember talking about you know why we'll be putting women on my you know. In my cabinet, you know, that's been something that was around, you know, years back, but it doesn't matter whether a man or woman either. You
may or may not have found audio.
The people in the cabinet that you believe can do the best job for the state.
Okay, well, hold on. We might have some audio here. Go ahead.
So that was my opponent.
Oh, wait, one second. I got to pull it back up now because it just runs without sound.
What was that?
It was loud. That's what it was. I mean,
what did he say?
She puts captions there. So,
what did he say?
It's from an event.
We couldn't even hear.
It's from an event. Yeah, I know. And here's another thing I'm going to do. Here's another thing I'm not going to do. I'm not going to appoint any Democrats to my cabinet.
Amy Acton said that?
No. Well, Amy Acton posted it, but it was a. It's a recording of Vivek.
Oh, well, see, that's just what I said. You know, whether he can get the best to do the job.
Yeah, I don't know. I,
He's going to put Republicans on his cabinet, no doubt.
I don't know that, but...
Yeah, I don't know. I think that...
That's what he's saying.
Well, I don't know. Is he?
Yeah, you know, he just kind of mumbled through it. I don't know.
All Republicans on his cabinet.
Why does she have that on her phone?
I don't know.
Are the best candidate for it, but...
What does she do? Is that her... Like, does she just make pretend interviews and put them out there? What is that?
Don't know. There's no link or anything, so I don't know who she's talking to.
I don't know. I don't know that Vivek Ramaswamy ever said that.
Hey, apparently my sister follows Amy Acton on Instagram. And look at that.
I don't know. I don't know that... See, Amy Acton's... I don't know. She's doing some interesting things. Let's put it that way.
Well, hopefully she'll win, unless I hear anything different than... If she says something I don't agree with, I ain't just going to stick with the Democrats.
I think they're both running terrible campaigns.
Well, Matt's not for Amy Acton yet.
Well, I like her. I think she is better qualified to see how the majority of us live. We don't all live with a golden spoon in our mouth.
Do you think Amy Acton's broke?
No.
I mean, she grew up broke. I got that. Yeah, I've heard it in at least a dozen speeches.
You know, in hard circumstances. Yep. And they even lived in a tent for a while, I think she said. Do you think Ramaswamy grew up like that?
I honestly don't know.
He had a little nanny that, you know, took care of him.
I don't know.
Well, you know what? Here's what we're being... That, you know, God knows AI, but I don't know if this is right or not. It says Vivek Ramaswamy stated he would not appoint Democrats to his cabinet. He made the remark on May 21st, 2026 on the campaign trail during his run for governor of Ohio, telling voters, and there's something I'm not going to do. I'm not going to appoint Democrats to my cabinet.
Well, that's... Might be the reason why she's come out and said what she said.
Yeah, but I don't know because the sources for this are I think Amy Acton's campaign.
Well, I don't know, but I think it sounds like, you know, the right thing to do if, you know, if you're in a position somewhere where you're putting other people in power is put the best candidate there, and not because they go to church twice a day, or the best candidate that can do the job for the state of Ohio and the majority of the way the people live. If we want to put all millionaires and billionaires on the Republican side, we just think they just don't have a clue to how the rest of us live. Except for, you know, your family, but...
Well, I don't know.
You grew up with a golden spoon in your mouth, didn't you?
Oh, certainly. But I don't know. See, I don't know that you should elect somebody who's rich, and I don't know that you should elect somebody who's poor.
Now, I don't know.
I'm not sure why this matters.
By the way, I don't know the veracity of it, but Vivek Ramaswamy has said, because his parents were immigrated from India, so he's like a first-generation American citizen, and he has said that when his parents immigrated from India, they were not rich, and that after they came here, his dad started working as like an attorney or something or another for General Electric, I think, and his mom also did something. So they were like middle class.
I got a suggestion.
Upper middle class?
India, they need a lot of help in that country. Why don't they just go back to India and help that country instead of wanting to help our country?
Well, because Vivek's not from India. Vivek's from here, Cincinnati.
Did you hear about the mic situation that was overheard? That how on the next year... They want to cut the entitlements. They want to cut the Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid.
Yeah, good luck.
Well, I don't think that's going to go well. I mean, I don't... This election's going to be a rough time for the Republicans, I think. And I think they know it.
Well, yeah, but if it goes well for them, that's what their plans are to do.
Well, we'll see.
But I don't want to say nothing like, you know... That's one reason why I ain't been listening too much is I get tired of the hate monger on there about every day.
Talking about you, Matt?
I guess, yeah.
I think you know who I'm talking about. about.
Well, thanks for calling. Keep with us this morning.
Yep.
All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. So you're still up in the air on the governor's race?
Apparently Vivek is a self-made billionaire.
Oh, okay. Well, good. I don't care about the money. I really don't.
I care about the money.
I don't.
Look, nobody becomes a billionaire by looking out for the for the little guy. All right? It's just not how it works.
Well, no, but I've known a lot of middle-income people who are terrible. I wouldn't want them to be governor either.
I
don't really care about how much money they have. I care about what their plans are, and I care about how they interact with people.
Well, Amy Acton and Vivek both interact with people fine.
No, they don't.
Yeah, I think
they don't.
Yeah, they do.
Now, who does Amy Acton interact with?
She talks to people.
Oh, good for her. Well, I talk to people, too. It doesn't mean I'm great.
Vivek talks to people.
Who?
You know, he... I mean...
I don't know that
they're campaigning. They're talking to somebody.
Where have I seen any of their... You have critiqued this woman repeatedly on her speeches. And you're
because
saying she
it's the same speech but now, wait, over and over.
But she does it well, I guess.
Look, my understanding... Okay.
No, you can't do that. You just said...
Of the speeches...
She's well with people.
Yes, of the speeches I've heard, she's not, you know... Well, I don't know. Vivek also isn't staying over to talk to people, I guess, but Amy Acton is, so that's positive, I suppose. But I don't even know what I was saying now. What was the question?
You said that they both interact with people fine, and now you're saying they don't.
Oh.
You're saying he doesn't stay around and visit with people, and you're saying she gives the same speech.
Well, it sounds to me like they're doing the same thing. Kind of.
Well, yeah, but you just said that they both interact with people well.
Well, like on like a person-to-person basis.
How do you know?
Well, you know, people like them, I guess.
Some people like them, some people don't.
Well, everybody... Now, look, I don't know. See, I don't know what she's saying at these, like, closed doors events that she's having. But, like, you know, it's turning people. So whatever she's saying is turning people to her side.
Is it?
Apparently.
I don't see the polls moving either way.
Mary Ellen wasn't... No, yes, the polls aren't moving. But Mary Ellen wasn't for Amy Acton. And
but Mary...
After seeing her.
But Mary Ellen was also certainly not for Ramaswamy.
Yes.
She had to go somewhere.
And I think Mike Larson also went to an Amy Acton.
And again,
thing,
and
he
I
was
don't
also not in on Amy Acton until he
but
saw
he was
her
also
speech.
Not in on Ramaswamy.
Okay, yeah.
So I don't think that those were... What could they have said to turn him off? Let's put it that way. What could Amy Acton have done that would have put either one of those people on to Ramaswamy? They're not going to not vote.
I don't know. I'm not them.
I don't think it would have happened.
Well, I mean, look, if she's given the same speech everywhere she goes... And the same speech I heard is the same speech they heard, then I honestly could not tell you what they bought into.
I don't know.
It's the same speech.
But I don't know what you're saying then. You're talking double here. You're saying they're doing well with people, but then you're on the other hand you're saying, well, no, they're not.
Doing well with their people, I guess.
Yeah, well, that doesn't mean anything.
Well, neither of them are doing incredibly well.
That's what I'm saying.
They're both. I said earlier, they're both running terrible campaigns. They both gathered a whole bunch of endorsements. That's about it.
Well, no, I don't know that they're running terrible campaigns. I think they're doing what they think they need to win.
Yeah, do more. Do more and you think you could win better.
You know what's interesting? I was just trying to think. I'm sure I have voted for governor every time. But I can't remember who I voted for. That's interesting. I really can't. I guess I wasn't moved passionately by any of these people. If you honestly ask me how I voted for governor the last... Because I'm trying to think of the last... I don't remember Whaley DeWine. I don't remember DeWine Cordray. I don't remember K. Kasich Fitzgerald.
Oh, no.
I don't remember Kasich Strickland.
No. I remember who I voted for. I have voted for, I guess.
For governor?
I've never voted for governor.
That's what I'm saying. I remember who I voted for president, but I don't remember who I voted for governor.
It's the same thing.
No, it's not.
It's the same
thing. No, because I can honestly tell you, I don't remember. I have no memory of it.
It's the same thing.
I think I know who I voted for, but I couldn't swear to it.
I could swear to it.
I couldn't. For president, yes, I could. But governor, I can't because I don't remember.
I can tell you how I voted on the gas aggregation. I can tell you how I voted on all of the levies.
Well, I could, yeah, local stuff, I could tell you what I voted.
Just the state, your blind spot.
No, because I think I was not, if you're not particularly moved by a candidate, and I don't think I've ever left anything blank on a ballot.
I've definitely left
blank. I would never leave anything blank. Because I have to live my own words, and my own words are that there is nothing that is equally bad. So I'm not saying one thing is perfect, but things are not equally bad.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't get behind the whole lesser of two evils concept.
I don't think I said lesser of two evils. I said that things are not equally bad. That's not the lesser of two
lesser
evils.
Lesser of two evils is
No, because I know that one of these things is going to happen. So I'm going to go with the one that I feel is more aligned with what I believe. Is it exactly what I believe? Probably not. But nothing's going to be exact. I don't know anybody who's ever been exactly aligned with me except me.
I can think of somebody who's pretty close.
Who's right with you?
No,
100%.
Not right with me, but we're pretty close here. We're talking Teddy Roosevelt.
And who's that?
What do you mean, who's Teddy Roosevelt? It's Teddy Roosevelt.
Well, you didn't vote for Teddy Roosevelt.
Yeah.
You did?
No.
I'm saying, who have you voted for, or what have you voted for?
I've been able to vote in like three elections.
Okay, but you said, that was my question. I said, who or what have you voted for that is exactly aligned with you? Nothing. And it's never going to be. And that's my point, is that there's nothing. So I have to decide what is closest.
I guess on the local level, I mean, maybe you could, like, I don't know. I mean, I don't know that I agree with him 100%. Maybe you could throw in, like, Jason. Jason was against the flock cameras. I'm against the flock cameras. He said that he wanted to get his finances under, or I guess the county, because he ran for the county the last time. But same thing. Budget. You know, stop spending so much money. That's always valid. I think spending a lot of money is bad. I mean, you know, potholes and street signs, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah, Jason. There you go.
But so you would tend... But other than that, what do you know about him?
Well, I don't know if he still likes Trump or not. I knew at one point he did. So, like, national-level politics, not the same.
Okay, but now, see, let's go back to Ramaswamy here, because you say you'd never vote for him. Now, why? Now, and I don't want to hear the personality things.
I guess, what's a personality thing?
Oh, he's little Donald Trump and that sort of thing. I forget that. That's just personality. I want to know...
I don't think that is personality. Well, he literally ran just like Donald Trump.
But that's personality.
He ran in the election against Donald Trump just like Donald Trump.
Right, that's how you run your campaign.
He's lying through his teeth just like Donald Trump.
But what does that have to do with policy?
I don't want to vote for a liar.
Oh, so you believe right now he's lying?
Vivek?
Yeah.
I mean, at least he's not lying like Donald Trump does, but yeah, I think he's lying.
Okay, and you believe Amy Acton's right on the level?
No.
Okay, so what's the difference?
Well, that's why I'm not sold on either of them.
No, well, no, that's
Amy
not
Acton's
true. That's not true.
Amy Acton, you said yes, you I would not vote for Ramaswamy.
And that's the point I'm trying to make here. If other than personality, why?
Well, Vivek is a billionaire who owns a pharmaceutical company.
See, you're proving
Texas.
Amy Acton's point. You critique her for knocking him for being a billionaire and fly over, but that's the first thing you went to. Well, why wouldn't she?
Okay, well, he also wants to extend the H-1, the like, work visas. I don't think we should do that. Why are we bringing in people from other countries to fill jobs if we could just fill those jobs with our people?
Okay.
And they do use those visas to get cheaper labor. And, you know, I mean, he moved his business to Texas. He didn't even have a business in Ohio anymore.
You think we have people lining up to get those jobs?
In the tech industry? Yeah.
Okay. So you think that he wants to do this because he can employ them for a cheaper rate? I mean, what's the point?
Well, I think that they can employ them for a cheaper rate. I don't know that that's exactly why he wants to do it. I mean, he says he wants to do it because we don't have enough skilled workers here.
Well, could be.
Yep, we're just dumb. We have no skills in America.
Well, nobody said we're
gotta
dumb.
Import
now
the
see,
skills.
Now see, now you're a full-out Democrat. That's not what he said. It sounds to me like what he's saying is we don't currently have the labor to do that. So if we don't have labor to do that, how are we going to do it?
Okay, look. There's a... What's the unemployment rate right now?
I don't know. High.
Yep.
Yep. Well, but you know what? You can't be a doctor if you haven't went to med school.
There are all kinds... The tech field is one of the biggest fields in the United States right now.
Yeah, but
people
not everybody's skilled to do it.
People are going to college for computers and computer science and things like that, like record numbers.
So there's a high unemployment rate with these people?
With those people?
Yeah.
I do not know.
Well, find that out, and then we'll talk about it. Because if there's not a high unemployment rate with those people, then I understand what he's saying. We have got the people, they're working, and we still don't have enough people. And that's probably understandable.
Also, he wants to do away with, property taxes and income tax. I don't know how you're going to get rid of both of them.
I don't know.
I'd get rid of income tax, raise property taxes, raise sales tax.
Well...
Raise property taxes on people who own multiple homes, I guess I should say.
Well, again, nobody's ever going to win by saying they're going to raise taxes.
I'm raising taxes on people who own multiple homes.
Well, you will not win.
How many people own multiple homes?
Well, you can't... That's not how it comes out, first of all. And you cannot in a speech, because you'll get a little clip on somebody's phone like that, that says, I'm going to raise taxes. And that's all it'll take. I'll chop that out, and there you go.
Who hasn't raised taxes?
Oh, no, people are going to raise them.
I just want to reorganize taxes. I don't even really want to raise them. Because I'm cutting the income tax, and I'm just essentially reorganizing the income tax between sales tax and property taxes.
Sales tax, as everybody has said, and I don't know why you don't understand it, even the governor says it, and the Democrats say it, it's a regressive tax. You can't do that because you will hurt people who don't have an income, like a good portion of the population who are retired. You cannot do that. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah. Now, does he sound like he's real good in the head? He's going to do away with property taxes and he's going to do away with sales tax?
Income tax.
Income tax.
No, but that we all know where it's going. It's going to the sales tax, and that's what I said. The sales tax is a regressive tax because it attacks people who don't have an income. It attacks people who are retired. It attacks people who are disabled. It attacks people who don't have an income, who don't pay income tax.
But they're going to put a position in that if you paid so much, then you don't owe anymore. And just make the poor people pay the tax.
Right, so you're going to...
Property tax is the same thing. It's only taxing the people who own property.
Right, but not all senior citizens and not all disabled people own property.
Not everybody... Yes, that's my point. Not everybody owns property.
Taxes, but
yeah, but you're going to hit everybody. And everybody...
Yes, everybody.
Right, the people who don't have incomes.
If you don't have incomes, you're not spending money.
Yes, you do, because if you get Social Security, you don't pay income tax.
Okay, then. You got Social Security. But you have income.
But you're going to pay sales tax, and sales tax is going to be 20%.
And
that's going to hurt you. Because you can't make it up in your income tax.
Taxes, they're going to give it some other way.
I'm telling you, I believe...
On sales tax, they're going to make a provision in there.
I'm not denying
that. The rich man pays so much, he don't pay no more.
Oh, well, I'm not a fan of that.
Well, that's what's going to happen. You wait and see.
I think we should tax... Corporate profits or something like 75% tax unrealized gains. Like we could do a lot with the billionaires, but we don't.
But they're not going to put the poor
people. By the way,
once he pays so much sales tax, he won't have to pay no more.
By the way,
the other way around.
Speaking of billionaires, you know, we have the world's first trillionaire happen today. Elon Musk put SpaceX on for public stock openings, and now he's worth something like $1.2 trillion.
Yeah, but I think a lot of people are going to lose their money when they get involved in that.
SpaceX? Oh, I don't know. SpaceX
could be one of those Time Warner's deals. Just falls out.
No, I don't know. SpaceX is in pretty good shape. They,
if he had a business,
they do all of the lifts and stuff for NASA now.
And the tech, and was going to offer good jobs, there would be people moving up here to get his good job.
All I want to
Elon Musk or Vivek?
But if he ain't going to pay crap, that's what he wants to go elsewhere for.
All I'm going to say is...
He can't say that Ohio don't... You know, we've got some pretty good people here in Ohio, too. But if you're such a good, you know, wonderful business, people should be knocking the door down to come work for you.
Well, here comes the break. We'll be back in 15 minutes. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
The place for guests like Dean of the White House Press Corps, Helen Thomas.
Helen, how do you deal with criticism? Because certainly, 10 presidents, you've had your share.